TheLawOfGod.org, Part 2, The False Plan of Salvation, Satan's Strategy to Lead Gentiles Astray. For the devil to lead Gentile followers of Christ into disobedience to God's law, something radical needed to be done. Until a few decades after Jesus' ascension, the churches consisted of Judean Jews, Hebrews, diaspora Jews, Hellenistic, and Gentiles, non-Jews. Many of Jesus's original disciples were still alive and gathering with these groups in homes, which helped maintain fidelity to everything Jesus taught and exemplified during his life. Faithfulness to God's law. God's law was read and rigorously obeyed, just as Jesus had instructed his followers. He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God, logon to theo, the Tanakh, the Old Testament, and obey it." Luke 11:28. Jesus never deviated from his Father's instructions. "You have commanded your precepts to be kept diligently." Psalm 119:4. The common notion in today's churches that the coming of the Messiah exempted Gentiles from obeying God's laws in the Old Testament has no basis in the words of Jesus found in the four Gospels. Salvation always available to Gentiles. There has never been a time in the history of civilization when God did not allow anyone to turn to him in repentance, receive forgiveness for their sins, be blessed, and attain salvation upon death. In other words, salvation has always been available to Gentiles, even before the coming of the Messiah. Many in churches today mistakenly believe that only with Jesus' arrival and his atoning sacrifice did Gentiles gain access to salvation. The unchanging plan. The truth is that the same plan of salvation that has existed since the Old Testament remained valid in the days of Jesus and continues to be so today. The only difference now is that, whereas before, part of the process for the forgiveness of sins included symbolic sacrifices, today we have the true sacrifice of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John 1:29. Joining God's covenant people. Apart from this critical difference, the rest remains the same as it was before Christ. For a Gentile to be saved, they must join the nation God designated as his own through the eternal covenant sealed by the sign of circumcision. And as for the Gentiles, Nahar, strangers, foreigners, non-Jews, who join the Lord to serve him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, and who hold fast to my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain. Isaiah 56:6-7. Jesus did not create a new religion. It is important to understand that Jesus did not establish a new religion for Gentiles, as many assume. In fact, Jesus rarely interacted with Gentiles, as his focus was always on his own nation. Jesus sent out the 12 with the following instructions: "Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel." Matthew 10:5-6. God's true plan of salvation. The true plan of salvation, which aligns perfectly with what God revealed through the prophets of the Old Testament and through Jesus in the Gospels, is straightforward. Strive to be faithful to the Father's laws, and he will unite you with Israel and send you to the Son for the forgiveness of sins. The Father does not send those who know his laws yet live in open disobedience. Rejecting God's law is rebellion, and there is no salvation for the rebellious. The false plan of salvation. The plan of salvation preached in most churches is false. We know this because it lacks the backing of what God revealed through the prophets in the Old Testament and what Jesus taught in the four Gospels. Any doctrine related to the salvation of souls, primary doctrines, must be confirmed by these two original sources: the Old Testament, the Tanakh, Law and Prophets, which Jesus frequently quoted, and the words of the Son of God himself. The central falsehood. The central idea promoted by advocates of this false plan of salvation is that Gentiles can be saved without obeying God's commandments. This message of disobedience is identical to what the serpent preached in Eden. "You will not surely die." Genesis 3:4-5. If this message were true, the Old Testament would contain numerous passages explaining this point. Jesus would have explicitly declared that exempting people from God's law was part of his mission as the Messiah. However, the reality is that neither the Old Testament nor the Gospels provide any support for this absurd idea. messengers sent after Jesus. Those who promote the plan of salvation without obedience to God's law rarely reference Jesus in their messages. The reason is clear. They cannot find anything in Christ's teachings to suggest that he came into this world to save people who willfully disobey his Father's laws. Instead, they rely on the writings of individuals who appeared only after Christ's ascension. The problem with this is that there are no Old Testament prophecies about any messenger from God who would arise after Jesus. Jesus himself never mentioned that anyone would come after him with a mission to teach a new plan of salvation for the Gentiles. The importance of prophecies. God's revelations require prior authority and delegation to be valid. We know Jesus is the one sent by the Father because he fulfilled the prophecies of the Old Testament. However, there are no prophecies about the sending of other individuals with new teachings after Christ. Everything we need to know about our salvation ends with Jesus. Any writings that emerged after Jesus' ascension, whether inside or outside the Bible, should be regarded as secondary and auxiliary, for there was no prophecy about the arrival of any man tasked with teaching something beyond what Jesus taught. Any doctrine that does not align with the words of Jesus in the four Gospels must be rejected as false, regardless of its origin, duration, or popularity. Old Testament prophecies of salvation. All events related to salvation that were to occur after Malachi were prophesied in the Old Testament. These include the birth of the Messiah, Isaiah 7:14, Matthew 1:22 and 23, John the Baptist coming in the spirit of Elijah, Malachi 4:5, Matthew 11:13 and 14, Christ's mission, Isaiah 61:1 and 2, Luke 4:17 to 21, his betrayal by Judas, Psalm 41:9, Zechariah 11:12 and 13, Matthew 26:14 to 16 and Matthew 27:9 and 10. His trial, Isaiah 53:7 and 8, Matthew 26:59 to 63. His innocent death, Isaiah 53:5 and 6, John 19:6 and Luke 23:47. His burial in a rich man's tomb, Isaiah 53:9, Matthew 27:57 to 60. However, there is no prophecy mentioning any individual after Jesus' ascension, whether inside or outside the Bible, tasked with developing a different way for Gentiles to be saved, much less a way that allows someone to live in deliberate disobedience to God's law and still be welcomed into heaven with open arms. The teachings of Jesus through word and deed. A genuine follower of Christ shapes their entire life after his example. Jesus clearly taught that loving him means being obedient to both the Father and the Son. This command is not for the faint-hearted, but for those who are focused on the kingdom of God and are prepared to do whatever is necessary to gain eternal life. This commitment may attract opposition from friends, the church, and family. The commandments regarding circumcision, hair and beard, the Sabbath, forbidden meats, and wearing tzitzit are largely disregarded by most of Christianity today. Those who choose not to conform and instead adhere to these commandments are likely to face persecution, just as Jesus warned us in Matthew 5:10. Following God's commandments demands courage, but the reward is eternal life. This series and many other studies on the law of God can be found on the site, thelawofgod.org.